We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee. A lot of people still reacting to the stunning segment that I just did. I played Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, in March, telling people not to wear masks.
Yeah.
Didn't work. Wouldn't help. He wasn't alone. Our Surgeon General said the same thing. Same thing. But then this weekend, the media needed somebody. And for the last several weeks, really, Fauci has been recommending masks in complete contradiction of what he said in March. Again, in March, he wasn't using any kind of data, and he's not now. He just says stuff. It's just whatever works good for Fauci this week. I honestly think that's the scientific standard now that the NIAID goes by. I don't think there's any real science coming out of there. And how stunning it is. So then this weekend, the media needed somebody to go out there and subtly bash Trump for, you know, going out without a mask on, whereas Biden wore one, right? So, of course, they have Fauci. And Fauci goes out there, oh, yeah, we should be wearing masks, public officials, all of us. Well, sir, you were telling us not to wear them in March. Which is it? Can you produce a scientific study? Some intelligent way to defend one of those points of view? But then everything with Fauci is like this. Lee, do you realize he's contradicted everything he said led to the shutdown?
Well, the CDC has done this repeatedly. And all these folks have.
I mean, in the last week, he's told us, we should reopen because of economic damage. Well, why didn't you say that in March? And then now his latest thing is, I mean, it has been less than 3 weeks since he crashed the stock market down almost 500 points one day, announcing that there would be a second wave of this and we can't go back to school, we can't play sports. And he literally reverses himself this week. Oh, there might not be a second wave. Well, sir, were you using science then or are you using it now?
Or is it
just a wave, magic wand? You got a magic wand.
Never using it at all. It may be the case.
I mean, I can do it too, Lee.
Yeah.
There'll be no second wave.
Yeah.
Why? Because I say so.
Yeah.
Call me back in 24, though. I may change my mind. I'm going to consult my eight ball.
Yeah.
Right, might as well, right?
Please ask again later.
I mean, and these are the same officials telling us we had testing because you got to have tests, you got to have tests. And they kind of forgot to mention a part where at least with the antibodies test, there's two of them. The CDC just fessed to this now. It's never worked.
Yeah.
Half the positives are wrong. They're just wrong. It's useless. Honest to God, like I said yesterday, you might as well, I mean, you know, you want me to give you a test? Come down to the studio. I'll put a quarter on your forehead, leave it there for 3.5 seconds, and then we'll flip it. That'd be $70.
You may have a new revenue stream there for downstairs.
I know. My husband's listening. He's like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
It's just, and we'll give you certificates too.
Exactly. And we won't release that information to anyone. We will protect your information.
Right. Yes, we are.
Because I got to wonder, these free tests that are being given, how are they letting you know the results? Because they're not on-site results that has to be sent off. So if you're driving up to get a free test, then how are they getting the results to you?
Spin around three times, click your heels, and avoid water? I don't know.
No, they're someone's, you're either giving your cell phone number or an email address so that they can send you the results. Well, if that's the case, where does that data go?
Oh, well, to the contact tracers, who will also helpfully register you to vote but Democrat if you would like. No, that's actually going on. Anyway, but I'm not going to get lost in all of that.
Yeah.
I there's something, but before, the whole country today is going to be talking about this ridiculous warning put on this Trump tweet.
Yeah, I know.
By the same people who, again, I can't say this enough times today, I have been pointing out Sarah Huckabee Sanders, again, when she was press secretary for Trump, was death threatened on Twitter.
Right.
By blue check people.
Now,
nothing.
What are blue check people?
Okay. The blue checks mean, I have a blue check. It means that you're somebody that Twitter has verified that you are actually you. And they do this because once you are of some kind of notoriety, other people will pretend to be you. So they blue check you.
Okay.
So blue check, it just means you're real. I mean, it means you're not a phony account or whatever. Right. You're an actual real person.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. I don't have any idea what that means. So that's good.
So blue checks. Most reporters are blue checks, stuff like that. Anyway, I have a blue check. So basically they went on. So basically people with blue checks were threatening to kill Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And she even directly tweeted to Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, can you stop? Can you take the death threats down? Remember, she made the mistake of going to a restaurant in public. Remember, that was a problem for her.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were never taken down. And then months later, she followed up with Jack again, send him another tweet. Can you take him down? Nope. So again, I just want to point out this morning, violence is okay at Twitter as long as you are fomenting it against the right people.
And that would be all of us Nazis that voted for Trump in flyover country.
Actual Nazis.
Yeah, actual Nazis.
The actual Nazis. Yeah. Us.
Because we've got cards that we carry.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, you know the head censor, him calling Trump an actual Nazi violated their policies, but he never, right.
Well, of course not, because the people who write the policies, enforce the policies, are never having those policies imposed upon them. We know that.
Yes. Meanwhile, I just want to provide some context here. So the Trump tweet in question, I guess their plan now is they're just going to slap a content warning on everything Trump writes, right? Because they disagree with it. I guess that's the plan now. Well, the problem is the warning that they put on it, and all he said was, if the mayor of Minneapolis won't stop this chaos, I will. And he says, and he said the part that's getting everyone so worked up that Twitter was terrified for you to read because you might be frightened was when the looting starts, the shooting starts. And what he said is, I'll send in troops. I'll send in the National Guard. I'll do whatever I have to do to get control of Minneapolis if the mayor won't. That's what he said. Well, that got not only a content warning, but it also got you can't reply to it. They basically, and here's what comes up when you try to post a reply. Why can't you reply to this? We try to prevent a tweet like this that otherwise breaks the Twitter rules from reaching more people. So we have disabled most of the ways to engage with it. If you want to talk about it, you can still retweet with comment, but you can't respond to it. So what they're trying to do, they looked at this.
It's Twitter quarantine.
It's a quarantine. Yeah, they looked at this. They went, wow, this is good for Trump, so we're going to shut it down. Because we are now interfering with the election in a way that the Russians only wish they could. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? Okay, but I want to set the table here real quickly. What was Trump reacting to? Why is he being so mean to that nice mayor of Minneapolis in his time of strife? Well, the problem is that the mayor of Minneapolis created the time of strife himself. And the way this is very sneaky what the media is doing. They'll say that the mayor decided to evacuate police from the third precinct, which if you've seen the television, the third precinct buildings burned to the ground. By the mob, right? Well, see, that ain't exactly how it went down. What he did, and this is shocking, he gave the rioters the building to burn. That's a totally different thing. What he did was, police said officers, the mayor said he made the call to evacuate police officers from the third precinct. This is local news there, Fox 9. Before rioters set the building on fire. Police say officers evacuated before rioters breached the perimeter. So the rioters, this was a successful containment situation. The rioters were outside the perimeter. They had not breached it. They had not set fire to anything. Nobody was in danger. And instead of going, you know what, we're going to go out there with the bullhorns and tell you, look, we don't want to hurt you, but we're going to use the fill in the blank here, tear gas, water cannons, non-lethal means. He said, no, y'all are mad, have the building. And he gave it to him. They let him burn it to the ground. They only stopped it after they believed the gas lines had been cut. So this is what you do now if you're a leftist mayor. They're mad. You just move the police out. Let them have the building. Let them burn it to the ground. That's what you do. You want an America on fire? Elect a Democrat.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You want some good news? I bet you want some good news. I'm going to give you some in a minute. Stay tuned. But first, I'm going to, it's a major victory for Trump. This is huge, not even huge, it's huge with a Y. But first, I'm going to read the text line, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter writes, Tara, before I get to that one, Texter writes, Tara, does the Minneapolis mayor deem the church as non-essential, but the rioters as an essential part of Minneapolis? Well, clearly. I mean, they weren't socially distancing when he let them burn down the police precinct. See, okay, do you realize what's just happened here? Once a liberal is allowed to do something that violates the law, it becomes standard practice and expected. And this started in Baltimore. Remember when the mayor, I don't know if you remember this, ordered the police to stand back and let the rioters burn down streets. A couple of streets. Wasn't going to be the whole city, but they had to get it out, she said. So that became standard, became a right. A right was born that day, but not for you. Only for certain people, certain aggrieved people. It's liberal privilege. You don't have it. Don't ask. Anyway, so that became standard. And so once they want to burn something or maybe just go shopping for free at Target, they're allowed to now. So when they showed up outside the police headquarters, it had to be given to them to burn. This is the outrage Trump is reacting to on Twitter. Must have been a political win for him or they wouldn't have censored it. Now you tell me, which is more outrageous? The fact that the mayor of Cincinnati made the call to turn over the third precinct headquarters, remove the police, and let them burn it, because that's what he did. See, because the way the media is reporting it, it makes it sound like, oh, well, they evacuated the officers because the building was burned. No. Mayor Jacob Frey said he made the call to evacuate police officers from the third precinct before rioters set the building on fire Thursday night. Wait, before? Police said officers were able to safely evacuate. This was done, folks, before the rioters even breached the perimeter. I'm just going to let that sink in. Then the moron tweets, "We need to work together to ensure the safety of our friends, family, and Minneapolis residents." How? Frey said he made the decision. Again, this is the local Fox 32 affiliate there in Minneapolis. Fry said he made the decision to sacrifice the building and call off officers as rioters moved in. So it wasn't on fire when he evacuated them? No. They hadn't breached the perimeter? He told reporters Friday morning the decision came down to safety for both officers, not both officers, but members of the public. There's no words. Okay, there's your context. I mean, he's not going to give you context. That's why you listen to me. Now, what is more outrageous? Turning the building over to people because they're mad and letting them burn it down? Or this, which Twitter put a content warning on and covered up. This is what Trump wrote. He's referring to the mayor letting them burn the building down. I can't stand back and watch this happen to a great American city, Minneapolis. A total lack of leadership. Either the very weak radical left mayor gets his act together and brings the city under control, or I will send in the National Guard and get the job done. Right? These thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, and I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him that the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty, and we will assume control. But when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you. So that line, when the looting starts, the shooting starts, was deemed so horrific by the people who let Twitter users threaten to kill Sarah Huckabee Sanders, because that was good. She deserves to die anyway. You could tell by looking at her. And besides, they were the right people who wanted to kill her. So violence is good if you're killing the right people. I just want to make that clear. But you're not the right people. Just so you know, I mean, don't try this. Don't go online and put a death threat up, because Jack's not going to let you do that unless you're threatening to kill like Trump or a Republican, in which case it'd be fine. Threatening to kill Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and there were multiple people doing it, that's fine. But Trump writing, any difficulty and we will assume control, but when the looting starts, the shooting starts. That is so horrific, it could not be seen. So they had to slap a warning on it. Yeah, that's where we are in this country. But I want to get to the good news. And it is good news. Major win for the president. You know what? I can't even do this properly. I'm going to do it in the next segment, because I am just super excited about this. This is great. This is great stuff. By the way, I want to tackle this too. A lot of you probably seen the Floyd video by now. It looks awful. I can't fathom what would justify that kind of treatment of a human being. But I don't have all the evidence. I just want to read this, because the rioting allegedly is, well, come on, it's because everyone wants an air fryer and a new couch. Let's not kid ourselves. But allegedly it's because the prosecutors haven't moved fast enough. Well, I want to read this headline to you. Prosecutors warned there is evidence that does not support a criminal charge in the case of four cops accused of killing George Floyd. Nobody's seen it, but that. And that this is why they are taking their time proceeding. Now, the prosecutor called the actions of the cop, Derek Chauvin, horrific and terrible. So it's not that. But it's that we don't know everything. We don't. And you got to keep that in mind. He said he fears a repeat of the Freddie Gray case in Baltimore in 2015, where all charges were dropped against cops involved in a black man's death. That's after all the facts came out. We don't have all the facts here, folks. All right. Coming up next, some really, really, really good news. A major win for Trump that I didn't see coming. We'll talk about that. And Lindsey Graham. Lou Dobbs wants you to know he is up there working hard. Not for you. No, for the foreigners who want to take your job. Wait till you hear this, all this coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I want to tell you a story about a database. A database like the world has never seen before. And Obama had it. It was his. It was supposed to be yours. It's supposed to be for terrorists and dangerous people. But Obama was smarter and better. And he has a database. And it has everything on everyone in it. And it's all his. And it's something like you have never seen. And he can go in there and get anything he wants on anyone. It's amazing. You know that database. You know the one. I'll let Auntie Maxine Waters explain it to you. Remember Maxine Waters? She's talking, of course, about the NSA's database. You know the one where you want political opposition research, so with no warrant, you just go in and you pull up like Trump's emails, his family's emails, all that stuff. Just pull it out. And you use it. But only if you're a Democrat, not if you're a Republican. Can't do that. That would be wrong. That database, the one that terrifies me and should terrify you because I guarantee you're in it. Let me let Representative Maxine Waters explain to you how the Democrats use that database since the era of Obama.
The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database that no one has ever seen before in life.
In life.
That's going to be very, very powerful. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in ways that it's never been done before. And whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket have to deal with that. They're going to have to go down with that database and the concerns of those people because they can't get around it. And he's been very smart. I mean, it's very powerful what he's leaving in place.
That ought to scare the pants off you. That is your government turning against you. But wait. It looked inevitable. Republicans heard that and they went, yeah! And then Democrats heard that and they went, heck yeah! Let's get them, our constituents! And two-thirds of the Republicans in the House voted to reauthorize the whole FISA system, including that database. They got one of those, you know, in every FBI office. Every major FBI office, they got one. It's great. And as we've seen, they use it for opposition research that they do on behalf of the Democrats. It's what they do. And they ruined people's lives with it. They ruined Michael Flynn's life with it. By the way, you know this is just how... do you realize they were able to leak to the media and start a rumor that he had an affair with a Russian woman he had communicated with on email? You know they leaked that out of the database, right? He didn't have an affair with her. But it sounded good at the time. That's the kind of stuff they do. And, I mean, you heard the excitement in her voice. It's great. It's ours. Maybe not. Incredibly, unbelievably, two-thirds of the Republicans in the House voted to reauthorize FISA. Because, you know, they're doing a great job with it. The FBI ought to have all these tools. Not like they've abused them or anything. But then, and this is a major victory for Trump, yesterday went down in flames. This is awesome. After President Trump announced he would veto any FISA reauthorization bill without a full investigative review of prior FISA abuse, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has dropped the vote for FISA reauthorization. Now, here's what's amazing about the turnaround, because it looked hopeless. I was despondent over this. After President Trump threatened a veto and his fellow Republicans withdrew their support, really? Two-thirds were going to vote for it. In fact, they already had. The two-thirds of the Republican Party that voted for this bill in March have indicated they are going to vote against it now. Oh, thank God. Representative Steny Hoyer said in a statement on Thursday. Well, why? Because of this. In late March, The Office of the Inspector General published a brutal interim. I'm reading from Conservative Trios if you want to read it. It's got all the links. A brutal interim memo highlighting continued abuses within the system. Like, what kind of abuses? Well, it's kind of like Auntie Maxine described there. It's like the Wild West. Yeah, they've stopped pursuing terrorists. They don't care about them. They've stopped pursuing our enemies. They don't care if China takes over the country. No skin off their backs. They're using the system to spy on you, and that is exactly what it was not supposed to be used for. Listen to this. This is what came out. The Inspector General notified Attorney General Bill Barr and FBI Director Chris Wray that all the claimed FISA processes in every FBI field office are grossly deficient, and in most cases, there is zero compliance with FISA standards. Let me translate this for you. The FBI was using the database and the process, all of it, to spy for the Democrats. That's what they were doing. They got caught. President Trump's committed to seeing that FISA is not reauthorized without significant reform. Darn Skippy. And it looked like it was going to fly through. Rand Paul had put a hold on it in the Senate and was going to single-handedly block it. The only person with any sense in their head up there. But it just went down in flames. That is a major win for us. Here's Rand Paul explaining the problem here.
Absolutely. Senator, last question before the pandemic. You were very vocal about saying you were not going to allow a renewal of the FISA surveillance law unless there was real reform. The attorney general says he needs it, that he believes, you know, it's a terrorist tool. He has to have this. What are your thoughts on what comes next here?
Real reform would be that we never, ever allow our intelligence communities to investigate political campaigns. So I'm for banning that completely. We should never allow our intelligence community and all their secret power and their secret courts to do what they did to President Trump to someone else. And I encourage the president to veto this. Veto this unless it fixes that. I have an amendment that says Americans should not be investigated by the secret court because it is not constitutional. It's okay for foreigners, but it is not okay for Americans, and particularly for American political campaigns. So I ban it outright, and we just take all of that out of FISA, and we only use FISA for foreign intelligence, not to spy on American campaigns. Other people have some, I think, window dressing kind of reforms, but I don't think they're enough.
Thank God. Take it away. Are you kidding me? We should be talking about shutting down the FBI, not renewing FISA. Like, just wipe it out. It's a hopeless agency. So thrilled to see that today. That's a win for us. Meanwhile, hilarious. Headline, Twitter corrects fact check on voting after it gets fact checked. See, this is the danger of this. Twitter corrected the notice it appended to tweets by Donald Trump on Tuesday after the Wall Street Journal pointed out the fact that the check itself was factually inaccurate. God, we destroyed it yesterday in like 10 minutes. There have been so many convictions for fraud with mail-in voting. Anyway, Twitter's fact-checking link pointed users to articles by CNN and Washington Post disputing what Trump said that mail-in voting would lead to fraud. But folks, again, that's an opinion. How in the heck you fact check an opinion until you have the election? I don't know. We don't, but they did it. The Wall Street Journal fact checked Twitter and checked them pretty good. So good they had to change their statement. Twitter's fact check of Mr. Trump's tweet, this is from the Wall Street Journal, contained its own misleading statement stating that mail-in ballots are already used in some states, including Oregon, Utah, and Nebraska. That statement appears to incorrectly conflate automatic all-mail voting with absentee ballots in regards to at least one state. While all states allow absentee voting via the mail, only a handful of states, including Oregon and Utah, automatically send registered voters mail-in ballots. The mistake raised questions about Twitter's ability to serve, this is the Wall Street Journal, as an independent service to fact-check statements by Mr. Trump and other political figures at its service, on its service. Late Tuesday, Twitter updated its language to getting fact-checked by the Wall Street Journal to remove the reference to Nebraska. Folks, they can't even get to fact-check right. They can't even. The Wall Street Journal noted in an update late Tuesday, Twitter updated its language in a fact check of President Trump's tweet. Yes, just whatever they say. Can't even get the fact check right. Oh, my God. Texter writes, Jesus has a database also, but his is perfect. Yeah, I'm thinking it's a different database. Probably not a lot of difference in the amount of data it has on U.S. citizens. That's the problem. Texter writes, Trump may have been saying the looters will also be the shooters, and he will stop them. Spontaneous big city riots have a lot of gunfire before the police respond. Another texter writes, McMaster's state of emergency is big money grip from the feds. We all know this. I don't know. Whatever the case, it's illegal. He's already been censored by the Senate for it. Our state Senate, who say, you know, past the first 2 weeks, he doesn't have a right to do this, but I don't think he cares. Texter writes, I love that Rand Paul just reinforced the fact that foreigners don't have the same constitutional rights that American citizens do. Yeah, I know. I want to get into this, though, because Lou Dobbs took our Senator Lindsey Graham to the woodshed, and rightfully so. These financial headlines, I know nobody cares. Except, you know, the 1 in 4 Americans who've lost their jobs. I mean, this is stunning. You know, you see, the unemployment stats came out, right? Yesterday, as they do on Thursdays. Here's a headline from CNN, so it might be true. 1 in 4 American workers have filed for unemployment benefits during the pandemic. 1 in 4. That's crazy. I mean, even in Common Core math, that's like 25% most of the time. I mean, can you even wrap your mind around that? Listen to this. More than 40 million Americans have filed for first-time unemployment benefits since the coronavirus pandemic forced the U.S. economy to shut down in March. Well, nobody forced the economy to shut down. They just terrified people into it. It turns out with wildly inaccurate data, but whatever. Now, here's the stunning one. Listen to this. This idea that we're shedding 2 million jobs every week. Just gone, bam, boom. How big of a deal is that? We've never seen this before. This is from CNN. Again, it might be true. It was the 10th straight week in which claims were in the millions. America has never recorded a single week of 1 million jobless claims prior to the coronavirus crisis. And this presents an opportunity. Yeah, so it's great because the people lost their jobs. So, you know, you don't have to fire them to replace them with foreigners who work for less. This is just the best opportunity we've seen in a long time. Now ask Lindsey Graham. See, that way you can bring in the foreigners to take their jobs and they won't even complain because they won't know because they don't have the job anymore. Win-win? Well, not for voters, silly. But for, you know, Chamber of Commerce corporations and Lindsey Graham. Folks, did I just tell you, I mean, what part of this does Lindsey Graham not understand? 1 in 4 Americans filed for unemployment. 1 in 4. 1 out of 4. And he and 8 other senators just wrote a letter to Trump asking Trump to lift the cap on the foreign visa, workers' visas? Is he out of his mind? That's what Lou Dobbs wanted to know, and I do too. He took him to the woodshed, and rightfully so.
A number of Republican senators, rhinos all, writing to President Trump today, urging him not to restrict temporary work visas, which they say will actually help the economic recovery.
Are you kidding me? By the way, that's Lou Dobbs on Fox Business.
That is to say they are rhinos, they know nothing about economics, and they're willing to lie to the President of the United States. Here they are, Lindsey Graham, John Cornyn, Mike Crapo, James Risch, Mike Rounds, Todd Young, Lisa Murkowski, Dan Sullivan, and James Lankford. These senators know nothing about economics. They know nothing about the American people when almost 40 million American workers are unemployed within the last 9 weeks alone. And these conscienceless senators have the temerity to write to the president asking them to bring in more foreign workers. the unemployment rate at 15%. And I want to challenge any of these senators to come out of their shadows, step into our cameras, and debate me on this issue if you have any integrity, any guts whatsoever. And I doubt very seriously that a single one of them will do so. They're appalling, each and every one of them.
I guess they just figure, you know, 40 million Americans out of work. What? Yeah, it can't matter if we bring in a few million more, right? Good God. That's what they're doing. See, the way it works with these visas, this is indentured labor, which itself is immoral. You know how it works? The company holds the visa. So, once you get here, they want you to work, I don't know, 90 hours a week. Nothing you can do about it. This goes on for 5 years, during which time they don't pay payroll taxes on you. So you're nice and cheap. Much, much better than that American that Lindsay doesn't want you to hire. So what'd they do? And Lindsay just demanded Trump lift the cap. Working hard for, well, not you, but other people who aren't American up there on the Hill. I guess he figured you'd never find out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.